As we continue with the program, it's time for an active physical therapy update. And joining us this morning in the studio from the Ishpeming office, athletic trainer Pam Dost, who is with Active Physical Therapy. And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you here. The topic today is the ACL. Now, we hear about the ACL a lot, and especially sports-related injuries. Mm-hmm. What is the ACL?
So our knee is a hinge joint composed of three bones, the femur bone, and then the two smaller bones in the lower leg, the tibia and the fibula. So the ACL connects the femur to the tibia. It runs diagonally in the knee.
So this is what could be subject to some injuries by some stresses and strains,
correct,
right?
Yeah. Correct. What it does is the ACL is, there's four main stabilizing ligaments in the knee. The ACL prevents your lower leg from shifting forward on your femur, and also has a rotational stability component as well, so it prevents some twisting.
When we hear some of these injuries in sports in particular, you know, an ACL injury, typically what are those kinds of injuries?
Well, the quick stop and turn is more where we see them. So you see them in the football, the basketball, soccer. Mm-hmm. But also from landing awkwardly, someone comes down and they just don't have proper control when they land, and that knee kind of goes in. That can tear that ACL as well.
Okay, so let's talk about that in context of what we've got right now. We've got icy conditions out there. People are doing snow work. You know, they might slip. They might have misstep because of the snow giving away. What are some of the things to be aware of with that, with, for us here out and about in this wonderful weather?
Well, it's the, if you're walking, you know, and you're like, oh crap, I forgot something at home, and then you go to twist funny, and then that knee gives out. That's normally where you're going to see that injury. Or sometimes it can also happen if your knee hyperextends. So your knee kind of goes back on you. You can get that ACL that way too.
What do you guys do to help with the recovery after an injury?
After an injury, we have to control the swelling and the pain first and foremost. And then once that, you get that under control, we really want to get that motion back before you can work on getting, say, an athlete back to the field or the court where they're comfortable. They have to be able to keep that pain swelling and have their motion back.
Okay, let's talk about prevention then. Okay, maybe someone is plays sports, whatnot, or they're just, you know, they're with all this being outside and having to do snow work and everything. What are some preventive tips maybe to help make sure that you don't have these injuries happen?
Well, with our athletes, we do a lot of learning. Kind of sounds silly, but learning how to jump and land. Mm. You have to have the good control when you do those motions and those activities to prevent that knee from going in. So good hip strength, quad and hamstring control are really important for preventing ACL injuries.
We have an active physical therapy update going on. Joining us in the studio from the Ishpeming office is active athletic trainer Pam Dost. We're talking about the ACL, injuries to the ACL, and also some recoveries. And Pam, that's one thing that bears mentioning is that ACL injuries, we hear a lot in the world of sports, but it can pretty much happen, you know, to anybody if they turn kind of quick and the knee kind of goes. And what are some of the things, like, I'm sure you probably have heard of that, people go, well, my knee doesn't feel right or whatever. What are, I guess, symptoms of knowing the ACL is hurt?
Well, ligamentous injuries in the knee swell a lot and quickly. Mm-hmm. And there's audible pop normally, or they feel like a pop. And most of our patients and athletes who we've seen with an ACL say, it just doesn't feel right. Like, it doesn't feel right when I walk. Mm-hmm. And they have a limp. They can't straighten that knee right. You know, they just, but most of them say, it just doesn't feel right. That's what we hear most often from these people.
And this can happen to pretty much anybody. Of course, like I said, we always hear about it a lot in athletics and sports, but you could be walking on the sidewalk and have this go.
The majority of ACL injuries are actually non-contact. So you think of a football, like a player gets tackled and they with a foot planted, and they can tear their ACL that way. But sometimes it can happen from cutting and, you know, changing direction.
A quick turn. You said it a moment ago of like you're stepping out, you're heading out, and then you remember maybe you forgot something and you do a quick turn, and that could just make it happen.
Yep.
Probably a pretty lengthy recovery, isn't it?
It is, yep. Normally, you know, we, as an athletic trainer, we see them on the field and we're going to send them to the doctor, mm-hmm. you know, and the doctor's going to do an x-ray and usually an MRI before they even think about a surgical option. But after that, if you know, if you have surgery to correct that, it's going to be a little bit of a process.
Well, what's a good way to find out more about this and other things you guys do at Active?
Visit our website at www.stayactiveup.com.
Good chance to find out more. And you guys have offices in Marquette and Ishpeming. You're in the Ishpeming office. And any tips, I guess, as we wrap up with you, maybe for someone that, of course, with these kind of weird snowy conditions, icy conditions, things to think of maybe to maybe prevent it from happening, an ACL injury?
Just take your time and be cautious of your footing.
That's a good piece of advice right there. Pam Dost with us this morning, athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy at the Ishpeming office. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.